So I have with me Mary Hobbs, who would have been Mary Wellstead when she worked at Fielding and Platt. And she's kindly agreed to speak to us about what she remembers of working for the company in the mid-50s. So Mary, just to get us off to a start, can I just ask you to introduce yourself, when you were born, the years that you worked for Fielding and Platt, and the job that you did for them, please?
Right. My name now is Mary Hobbs, but I was born Mary Wellstead. And I left school, I suppose I was about 16, I'd done my O-levels, and I somehow managed to get a job as a very office junior at Fielding and Platt. I remember, of course, I rode my bike to work and had to put it up into a cycle rack, and we had to clock in by 8:30, and I was in an office, a small room, with three other girls, and I think they were very kind to me. One was called Grace, and there was another lady there who did typing. I'm sorry I can't remember their names, and me. And I had to sit in the corner, and I had to fill out a day book or something like that. I think I just had to run errands and be a general nuisance. I was probably more nuisance than help. And I know Mr. Redding used to pop his head round the door from time to time. He was probably calling the shorthand typist into him to take dictation, and then she would come back and get on with her typing. I worked for them for about 6-9 months, and then I left. I'm sorry, I can't remember very much more about working there, but I believe it was a happy time, and I know the girls were very kind to me, and I think I enjoyed it. It gave me a start in life anyway.
So how old would you have been when you went to work for the company?
I was about 16, 17.
And it would have been in, what 1955 we were saying?
About 1955 up to early 56. Yes. So not too long a time, but it was a start I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Do you remember how you got the job? Did you go to the Labour Exchange?
No, I think because I, at that time, I sort of knew Geoffrey and through church. And I think his father very kindly sort of helped me really get the job. I did have, some good O-levels and was reasonably sort of bright, so perhaps they just sort of took me on. No, I went to evening school to do shorthand and typing at Mr. Fears College on
I suppose that illustrates just how much of a family connection the company had, and sons would follow fathers, just as people who knew others would learn of jobs through other people.
Through the grapevine, and I think Mr. Hobbs, Geoffrey's father, sort of put in a good word for me with the administration or whoever was in charge of office jobs at that time, and I somehow managed to land the job, and there I was. And I remember having my first pay packet. I think it was about £3 a week, which to me was an enormous sum of money, because I had to keep myself out of that money's. But it was nice to be earning and to be independent. And I'm sorry, I can't remember very much more.
Do you remember your first day there? Had you seen Fielding and Platt before?
No, I'd never been in an office before. I walked in there, and it was just a total shock to me, really. I was just so used to being in a school environment, and to go into the working world, it was just a complete culture shock. And I remember I didn't have very many sort of smart clothes to wear, mostly just my school old school uniform, or I think I used to have to wear my school skirt with a different blouse and a cardigan and hope for the best. And, I think I had to, you know, answer the phone and run about, get the coffee or tea or make sure the girls were all right. And I was probably more nuisance than help at that stage of my life.
I'm sure you wouldn't. You weren't. So that's very interesting, thinking about what you wore. And because, of course, the men on the shop floor would have all been in boiler suits. And the men would...
The men in the like drawing offices or the staff, they would be in a two- or three-piece suit, you know, a waistcoat, and they were always very smartly dressed. And I think we were, you know, the girls were expected to be, you know, suitably smart in their appearance and clothing, their hair tidy and shoes, you know, polished, etc. So... yes, it was quite a different sort of life, really.
Mm. And the office that you worked in, of course, all of the pictures that we've got are black and white. So we don't really have a true sense of what that place was like, the colours, how it was decorated, the size of it. Can you just describe the office that you worked in for us, please?
Well, I'll try very hard. It was the actual room I was in. Was quite a small room, and as I say, there were four of us, and there were office desks. I don't think the walls were, I think, just painted, perhaps pale green or something. Nothing, no paper, and there were two obviously manual typewriters, which really made quite a noise, Well, the desks, and I think there was one window, and then there was an electric light. Office chairs were just quite uncomfortable. So, I think the floor was just lino. There might have been a small mat, but nothing very luxurious. And then I do remember going to the canteen once or twice, which. I think I was very, very nervous about going there on my own because the young men from the drawing office, etc., were there, and I was very shy. I didn't like to speak to people. So it was all very, very different to what I'd been used to. I was really on my own.
It's interesting that you mentioned the sound of the office, because you know we think of the huge machines that would have been making noise to generate power around the works and those sort of traditionally industrial noises, but we don't tend to think about the noises of the office. So you would have had the typewriters,
yes, you have the noise of the typewriters, which, as I say, they were manual, so they really, really made quite a racket. And then the telephone would go, and you had to, you know, be fairly swift answering that. And then if you went out into the corridor, that was fairly quiet. But obviously, if you got sent on an errand to another office, you would probably get the noise, you know, from the works coming through, or when you went out, if you went out at lunchtime, or when you finished at the end of the day, and you would hear the noise of the work side. Yeah, so it was quite a different environment, really.